The prayer goes, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned through my own fault in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. The gospel reading today is about and what I have failed to do. This story is found only in Luke's gospel, and it is typical of the writing of Luke. Luke is so concerned about those who are disadvantaged and those who are on the margin. And he is also, throughout his gospel, so very concerned about what you and I have come to call social sin. And so this parable is offered. There is nothing in the parable that says to any of us that the rich man was a malicious man. There is nothing that says to us that he was a greedy man. There's nothing that says to us that he was a heartless man. What it does say to us, though, is he was very much taken up with himself. He was very much self-absorbed. His enterprises, his thoughts, his feelings, his plans, his desires, his agenda, all of that and so much more drove his life. And in so doing, there was little room and little time for anything or anyone else if it didn't happen to fall within his purview. On his steps, day after day, month after month, year after year, sat a poor man, Lazarus, a beggar. And Lazarus was invisible to the man in the house. He would go and come and he would pass by and he would not even see. Now, it wasn't that Lazarus was invisible. Everybody else saw Lazarus. Even the animals in the neighborhood saw Lazarus. But the fellow in the house didn't see him. And that's precisely the message that Jesus seeks to give. That when one's focus is so much within, so much preoccupied by self, then truly so much of life becomes invisible. So much of life I walk by. So many opportunities I fail to even perceive. And so many ways in which God seeks to touch my life, I ignore, and those ways I am unaware of. And what Jesus says is that is sin. It is the effect of a selfishness. It is the effect of a self-preoccupation. It is what happens when one's eyes are turned within. And so what Jesus is saying to his disciples is, you can't live that way. In last week's gospel, he ended by saying to those disciples, you cannot serve two masters. You will either love one and hate the other, or you will discard one and revere the other. You cannot ride two horses. And so he makes that more explicit in this evening's gospel passage, saying that if you are going to be my disciples, then your eyes must be taken off yourself and your eyes must be trained on me. We must see the world with a God's eye view. If we are to be the disciples, it is through God's eyes that you and I are invited to see our world, the people around us, the events that occur, and to recognize them for what they are. We're often very, very well aware of our failings in the things we do, in the words we speak. Sometimes we're not at all aware how a self-preoccupation can keep us from seeing and doing what the Lord invites us to see and do. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my sisters and brothers, that I have sinned through my own fault. I have sinned through my own fault. In word and in deed, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. We turn to the Lord God in faith and we pray.
May we realize that there is more of life than the accumulation and enjoyment of wealth, and that it is more blessed to give than to receive. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who sit patiently, waiting to be invited to the banquet of life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the leaders may come to appreciate that too much is being wasted on the means of destruction and not enough on the welfare of people. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary,
full of grace,
the Lord is with thee.
Blessed
art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.